Many years ago, an Austrian toothpaste salesman visited Thailand. There he came across tuk-tuk drivers sipping a rare kind of energy drink that got them going. Upon making some inquiries, he got to know that this drink was a low-priced energy formula introduced by Chalyo Yuvidya for Thai workers. This discovery led to the birth of a billion-dollar idea. The salesman quickly reached out to Yuvidya and proposed the idea of tweaking the formula for this drink just a little bit in order to create an energy drink that could be enjoyed by all. Some experiments later, Red Bull, the world's most consumed energy drink, was born. In this episode of Behind the Brands, a marketing podcast, I, Mariam Narona, invite you to join me in deciphering the marketing initiatives of this top-selling energy drink. Red Bull truly proved how, if marketed well, content can be your actual king. You always end up hitting your target if you know what it is. Red Bull was very clear about its target audience: fun-loving and adventurous folks aged between 18 to 34. Red Bull targets audiences who are adrenaline junkies, who like to watch extreme sporting activities like mountain biking, snowboarding, skateboarding, among others. Red Bull added the power of reinforcement to such sporting events, players and teams by associating with them as a sponsor. This helped Red Bull to become synonymous with strength and energy. Red Bull also made sure that they were where their audience was. So they associated with mega scale events that were crowd pullers, especially for the young and adventurous. And because they did this, they were able to grab a great deal of attention. For instance, Red Bull Stratos, the famous mission to the edge of space, was one of the most famous and highest adrenaline rush stunts directed by Red Bull. In this, Felix Baumgartner was sent up 128,000 feet above the earth to do a free fall from a ship. The event was broadcast live and he broke two world records in the process, and Red Bull earned a phenomenal amount of publicity. Some other events Red Bull sponsors are Coachella, which is a 2-weekend long desert music festival, and their very own music festival in New York. Red Bull has its own record label, studio, publishing group, music academy, and online radio station. It also produces its own magazine, the Red Bulletin, which comes out monthly and circulates over 1.8 million print copies. Now, coming to Red Bull's tagline, Red Bull gives you wings. The brand's connect with its audience is an iconic statement, well known, and one that elicits instant recall anywhere in the world. It is synonymous with the marketing efforts of the brand and effectively conveys the brand philosophy of giving wings to people and their ideas, that is, the freedom to think, express, and just be yourself. This slogan is the nucleus of all branding initiatives and marketing endeavors by the brand. The brand's print and outdoor advertising has a simple copy. The focus is always on the product, a touch of humor in the form of cartoon-like images, light-hearted lines that convey the central idea. Red Bull can energize you If you want to stay up late and study, make a really long work day a breeze, keep you from falling asleep post lunch, help you stay productive through overtime, and it can charge you up so that you race ahead and come first. Such are the premises on which the Red Bull advertising campaigns are built. Humor is also at the core of its advertising. Funny, crisp ads, mostly in cartoon format, are typical of Red Bull's television and broadcast advertisements. Red Bull is very active on social media. Their Facebook page is chock-a-block with a lot of things enjoyed by their target audience. For instance, videos, music created by their own labels, events. And Red Bull's Twitter account has over 2 million followers. Instagram has over 14.4 million followers. And their Twitter and Instagram channels focus on fan engagement by sharing dynamic and engaging content which induces an adrenaline rush, that is through motion, speed and sport. Now, what you perceive as your biggest strength can also turn out to be your weakness, and this happened to be the case with Red Bull's slogan. In 2013, this very slogan became the reason why Benjamin Carruthers, an American, sued the company for false advertising. The premise was that 250 ml of Red Bull has less caffeine than a cup of coffee, so it cannot really energize you as much as it claims to. Now, the judge who presided over the case seconded this, and Red Bull settled the lawsuit to avoid the cost of intrusion of the litigation and its marketing. It said that the company's labeling has always been honest and accurate, and they also denied any malicious branding or wrong intent or misleading people. To wrap up this episode on Behind the Brands, I'd like to share my key takeaways. Now, what really stands out for me is Red Bull's clever positioning. They are synonymous with strength and energy, and they have been consistently so. Their tagline, "Red Bull gives you wings," has high recall value, and their narrative is often humorous, and it is woven in such a way as to engage with audiences who seek the adrenaline rush. The focus is always on the product. The idea is to make viewers and audiences smile, which is heartwarming. As far as their presence on various platforms goes, they have it pretty much covered with high quality content in print, broadcast and social media. And they have also harnessed the power of publicity by associating with events that are crowd pullers of their target audience. Thank you for joining me to take a look at the very humorous and energizing Red Bull campaigns. Do subscribe, rate and review this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor or wherever you find your podcasts. Thank you for listening.